Welcome back to another episode of Checking In with Chad with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative Reichert, welcome to another report to your constituents. Chad, this week we'd like to talk about some tours that you got to participate. I understand that there is a boom of investment going on in your district, both in the agricultural sector and in the manufacturing sector. Let's talk about the farm one first, Dream Farms. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, so Dream Farms, which is operated primarily by the Rice family, Lori and Alan Rice and their daughter Emily, is a several thousand cow heifer operation, and in it's primarily based up in the Shippensburg area outside of the district, but they have some different operations that they contract with the farms down in the southern part of Franklin County, down to the 90th. But I mean, I think they said that they had capacity for around 8,500 heifers, and they operate somewhere around in the 7,500, just to give them a little bit of some breathing space. But, taking essentially the care for the heifers, away from a lot of the dairy operations allows the dairies to really focus on milk production and, building economies of scale, right? And, the veterinary resources that they pull, the feed resources and everything else that is centered in that operation. And again, they're pulling from farms, not just in Franklin County to raise these heifers, but regionally. And the same thing goes with, the feed and everything that they're bringing in. I mean, it's a huge operation. It's a wonderful investment in agriculture. And again, it's our farming heritage here in Franklin County. So it's just, things have changed, right? Farming has changed a lot since, my grandfather did it back in, back in the day with horses, and then eventually got tractors. So it's the same thing. So farmers are specializing. So dairy farmers, might be outsourcing, the raising of heifers, calves and the heifers to places like Dream Farms. And they're doing a wonderful job of just raising healthy cows that will be good milk producers and just, again, growing our economy here in Franklin County.
And the other tour that you got to participate in this week dealt with Volvo Construction. Now, I understand they're moving some of their operations from overseas to right here in your district. What are the details of this?
Yeah, so that's another huge investment. So again, up in Shippensburg, so still in Franklin County, just outside of the district. But so Volvo Construction, again, Swedish based, but their U.S. headquarters is in Shippensburg here in Franklin County, and they were making the announcement that they are moving a line of excavators from their plant in South Korea, and they're bringing them here to Franklin County to be produced here by Franklin County, Pennsylvania residents and citizens, and around in our region, right? I mean, this is, the facility there is huge. They already have, a couple excavators, and they have, some loaders and some other things like that. But this is a whole brand new line there. I mean, we actually got an opportunity to try out. They have a little test facility there too, where you can, operate their excavators and equipment, and wonderful machines. It was a huge day on Wednesday, where we had Secretary Carroll, we had federal delegation, we had some of our other state delegates there, some other folks from the state there, just celebrating this investment in Pennsylvania, and it's a testament to the workforce and the skilled labor that we have here in Franklin County. I talked before about how there's such a huge demand for skilled labor in Franklin County, to the point where our students who are applying to go to VOTEC outnumber the available seats almost 2-1, which again just really speaks to the investment that we need to be making in ensuring that our young folks get the skills training that they need to be able to enter into these family sustaining jobs. I mean, Chuck, you want to talk about family sustaining jobs and people that are making, 30, 40 an hour plus, depending on their skill level as welders, as painters, as fabricators, and not just in Volvo, but, at Manitowoc, which is in the 90th district, or JLG, or any number of these facilities. And also there was discussion there too about a new, so you talk about having these different businesses that aren't necessarily competitors, right? They produce construction equipment, JLG and Manitowoc and Volvo, but they're not necessarily competitors. They don't produce the same thing, but they utilize some of the same parts. So with this investment
and the same skills, they use a lot of the same folks with the same education.
Well, so, but with this was there's an investment that's going to be made in Greencastle in the district where they're, you know, for a lot of this large equipment, there are counterweights that are used, and they're right now they're being produced in China. But now, since you've got three large producers here in Franklin County, they're moving the production facility of those counterweights to Greencastle, right? Which is going to employ more people. It's going to shorten the supply chain. So you're not going to be shipping these, you know, several ton weights across the ocean in through San Diego and trucking them across the U.S. They're going to be made and produced here in Pennsylvania, and they're going to be sent, you know, 20 miles up the road to Shippensburg or, you know, just down the street to Manitowoc and JLG. So, you know, it's, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, right? And this is a perfect example of this. So huge investment that's being made in Franklin County, you know, both on the agricultural side and the manufacturing side, you know, two areas of, you know, really cement our heritage here as Franklin County. I mean, we've been producing equipment since the 1800s. We have, you know, been renowned for our agriculture here for generations. And it's great to see that in 2026, those investments are continuing.
And it sounds like it's a great time for Franklin County and the state of Pennsylvania. Representative, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another Checking In with Chad.
Thanks, Chuck.